next on the 5 o'clock report.
He left Americans behind.
6,000 did get out.
This is a debacle.
He looked down at his watch.
If he checks his watch one more time, I couldn't look at him anymore after that.
I saw it, and as soon as I saw it, I thought, is that what I thought I just saw?
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price defending the decision.
I made the decision to end this war.
That is our top story at 5. Is the end of August and the end of the war in Afghanistan. The final U.S. troops left yesterday, leaving at least 100 American citizens behind. Despite that fact, President Biden today defended his handling of the U.S. from Afghanistan.
The 31st is not due to an arbitrary deadline. It was designed to save American lives.
The president says he was to extend this forever war, and 90% of Americans who wanted to get out
since more reached out 19 times to Americans in Afghanistan with multiple warnings
are considered by exit that will forever stain U.S. foreign policy.
He promised the Taliban would be out by August 31st. He promised the Americans in Afghanistan he'd stay to get them out. He kept his promise to the Taliban. He broke his promise to Americans.
Texas Congressman Mike McCall says President Biden can spin his failed exit strategy from Afghanistan all he wants, but in the end,
this president will have blood on his hands. We had 13 servicemen come home and drape coffins at Dover Air Base. Very tragic. And it didn't have to happen if we'd been prepared for this. We warned back in May of the consequences. Now they are left behind. We have left Americans behind.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the administration will move heaven and earth to get those stranded Americans out of Afghanistan.
The military mission is over, but that doesn't mean that the administration or the government is going to turn a blind eye to trying to help them get home. I would remind that 6,000 did get out. I mean, there was an enormous effort to make as much as we could of the time we had.
Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw says if the administration wasn't able to get Americans out when we had troops on the ground, how are we supposed to get them out now?
We have no leverage. We have no ability to get people out now. And worse than that, we have no ability to deny terrorists safe haven.
This is a disaster on humanitarian grounds. It's a disaster for American credibility. And it's a disaster for counterterrorism.
Florida Congressman Michael Waltz says our exit from Afghanistan has been a shameful display of American weakness. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says diplomacy will be the new tool in dealing with the Taliban.
We continue our mission to get them out. It's just that it has shifted from a military mission to a diplomatic mission. And we have considerable leverage over the Taliban to ensure that any remaining American citizen will be able to get out.
The White House insists it set the deadline to be out of Afghanistan, not the Taliban. Indiana Congressman Jim Banks says President Biden is trying to take a victory lap while Americans are still stuck there.
This administration is going to continue their victory lap, which is unfathomable that the administration would claim victory at this point, knowing that there are hundreds, at least, of Americans who are still trapped in Afghanistan behind enemy lines.
Congressman Banks says ISIS will once again become a major player on the world terrorism stage with the U.S. out of Afghanistan. Reports of house-to-house executions, meantime, by the Taliban starting to emerge. Fox News reporting that the terror group started conducting the killings right after the final U.S. warplane left Afghanistan. This Afghan interpreter released a chilling video last night from his hideout in Kabul.
I hear the sounds of shooting, gunfire. I have no idea how to leave.
Brett Baer with special reports says if the U.S. doesn't get stranded Americans and Afghan allies out soon, they'll be dead.
It is extremely, extremely dangerous. The Taliban, for whatever they're saying publicly, once U.S. troops left, something tells me in days to come we're going to see the real Taliban.
The terror group has been staging photo ops next to U.S. military equipment that was left behind. The image of President Biden checking his watch on Sunday as he was receiving the bodies of those 13 U.S. soldiers killed last week isn't going over well with the families of the victims. Darren Hoover and Mark Schmitz both lost sons in last week's attack.
That happened on every single one that came out of that airplane. They would release the salute, and he looked down at his watch on every last one, all 13.
I actually leaned into my son's mother's ear and I said, if he checks his watch one more time, and that was only probably four times in, I couldn't look at him anymore after that. It was, I found to be the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen.
Retired U.S. Marine Joey Jones says the optics on this aren't good for President Biden.
I saw it, and as soon as I saw it, I paused the TV and I thought, is that what I thought I just saw? Maybe I'm just being overly critical. And I kind of let it go. And then I pick up Twitter, and it's all over Twitter. Millions of other people saw it. You know, I'd love to say I'm surprised, but I'm not. I am disgusted as the commander-in-chief, the person who ordered those men and women onto the battlefield who ultimately died and sacrificed.
That's former Marine Joey Jones. The cleanup continues in hurricane-ravaged Louisiana tonight.
We are battered, but we will not be broken.
Over a million people still without power in the Pelican State, and it could be another week before the juice is back on. What's left of Ida, taking aim at parts of our listening area tonight. Central Pennsylvania could pick up 8 inches of rain by tomorrow night.
This is going to be quite a rain event. We haven't seen one like this in a while, and it's going to cause flooding. It's about a 24-hour rain event. That's the good news. The bad news is, especially during the second half of tomorrow, this rain is going to really be unsettling, to say the least.
That's forecaster Brett Thackra. Mask mandate in Pennsylvania. Governor Tom Wolf says face coverings must be worn by all students and staff in grades K through 12 across the Keystone State.
Wearing a mask in school is necessary to keep our children in the classroom and to keep COVID out of that classroom.
The governor says the mask mandate will take effect 1 week from today. Still to come this Tuesday, a local congressman weighs in on Afghanistan and the flying cows from Switzerland.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. It's a quiet night tonight on balance. Skies will range from partly starlit to mainly cloudy, with an overnight low temperature ranging in the mid-50s to the mid-60s. Some rain will sneak into some parts of western and south-central Pennsylvania late. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy and cooler. It should be dry, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica. Farther south, though, a better chance of showers, and there could be some, will be some heavier, steadier rain spreading across much of Pennsylvania. Heaviest rain, central and eastern Pennsylvania into the night with flooding a risk. High temperatures tomorrow, 60s and lower 70s.
All right, Kevin Williams, next at 5, Family Life's Bob Price sits down with Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson to talk about the end of America's longest-running war, the war in Afghanistan.
This is a bungled, tuck-your-tail, cut-and-run retreat, not an orderly withdrawal. I've signed on to legislation and a letter to President Biden just really condemning him. I recognize after 20 years, it was time, but there's a proper way to do that. And in the end, we have left Americans behind and we have emboldened terrorists.
How realistic is it to assume that the Taliban will take hostages to try to gain even more leverage against the United States?
Well, given the fact that President Biden essentially and his administration has provided a list of many of those citizens, if not all of them, to the Taliban, I'm very concerned for their safety.
Yeah, and, you know, this goes back. I remember that press conference the president gave over the July 4th weekend when he kind of laughed off the question about Afghanistan, saying, I want to think happy thoughts. Then we closed Bagram, and then everything kind of went south real fast. Do you anticipate that there will be congressional hearings into what happened here, and how soon do you think that will happen?
Well, I think that certainly congressional Republicans, and joined by, I would hope, by at least a handful of Democrats, but I think the Democratic Party, lock and step, are going to be kind of circling the wagons and protecting President Joe Biden. This needs to have some transparency. This needs to have some consequences, actually.
Yeah. A lot of people think those 13 soldiers did not have to die. President Trump faced two impeachment proceedings. Does this rise to the level of that?
I think it does, from the standpoint of his just general failure and lack of leadership. He has endangered American lives in Afghanistan and, quite frankly, all the rest of us in terms of emboldening our enemies.
Yeah. Well, the war is over officially now. The last soldiers got out. This is a war that's been raging for 20 years. Are we less safe today, GT, than we were prior to 9/11?
We're absolutely less safe today. You know, what President Biden has demonstrated in his lack of leadership is America can be broken and America can be beaten. We've always been a force for good because of our strength. mm-hmm. and a force for good for people around the world. And, you know, it's all in the name of a political promise. This withdrawal was driven just by far-left politics. This was about President Joe Biden being the president to end a 20-year war and to do it before the anniversary of 9/11. And then the consequences, I'm afraid, may be significant.
Yeah, we can Monday morning quarterback this thing forever, but I got to believe that those 13 U.S. service members would be alive today had it not been for the bungled response. And that's a story that's not
being told.
Absolutely.
The soldier, the Navy corpsman, and the Marines, my heart just, as a military family, my heart just aches for their loss and for their family members. You know, I was reading through kind of the backgrounds and the bios of each one of those 13 yesterday, and it breaks your heart. You know, I think the average age was probably in the neighborhood of 22.
Yeah.
It was a loss that was, and a sacrifice that could have been avoided.
That's Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson speaking with our own Bob Price earlier today. Time now for your market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. The index split between falling and rising stocks, with Nike and Zoom seeing the biggest drops at the closing bell. The Dow down 39, the NASDAQ lost 6, and the S&P 500 down a fraction. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Money Wise Minute. We like to think we bring you information you want to hear. Spoiler alert, that may not be the case today. I'm talking about your need for a will. I know you'd rather have a cavity filled than hear me say again that you need a last will and testament. But it's true, unless you'd rather have the government divide your estate. Start with a prayer. Ask God for wisdom to help you determine who gets what when you pass away. While you can draw one up yourself, I'd suggest hiring an estate attorney to prepare the document. It'll cost around $500, but it's worth every penny. For help, go to moneywise.org and click Find a CKA. Where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's no will, there's often a family in chaos. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Yeah, man, NFL cutdown day today. Many big names will be released, like three-time Pro Bowl quarterback Cam Newton, released by the Patriots, expected to make Mac Jones, their first-round draft pick out of Alabama, their starting quarterback. U.S. Open Americans Riley Opelka, Ernesto Acevedo, and Dennis Kudla advance. Sam Querrey falls in straight sets. On the women's side, Catherine McNally and Coco Vandeweghe lose. Top-seeded American woman is Harrisburg's Jennifer Brady. She withdrew, and Buffalo's Jessica Pegula plays tonight. What's happening? The New York Mets with two on, and guess who's up to bat? Javier Baez. He's apologized for the thumbs down. They're still down 5-3. It's completion of a suspended game. We'll see what happens there. They'll play again later on tonight. Phillies in Washington to play the Nationals. Blue Jays host the Orioles. Cleveland plays at Kansas City. Yankees in Los Angeles to battle the Angels, and the Pirates in Chicago to take on the White Sox. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolfiette.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We'll continue to track the remnants of Hurricane Ida. Those remnants pose the potential of flooding rains tomorrow night across central and eastern Pennsylvania and the eastern southern tier of New York, extending east into New Jersey, southern New England, something we'll watch very closely. But in the meantime, it's a quiet night tonight on balance. Skies range from partly starlit to mainly cloudy, with an overnight low temperature ranging in the mid-50s to the mid-60s. Some rain will sneak into some parts of western and south-central Pennsylvania late. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy and cooler. It should be dry, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica. Farther south, though, a better chance of showers, and there could be some, will be some heavier, steadier rain spreading across much of Pennsylvania. Heaviest rain, central and eastern Pennsylvania, into the night with flooding a risk. High temperatures tomorrow, 60s and lower 70s.
All right, Kevin Williams, just what we don't need, more rain, but it's coming. Finally at 5, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's airborne cows. High in the skies over the Swiss Alps.
6,000 feet above sea level, a dozen injured bovines got a lift
to land near Clausen Pass, Switzerland. The cattle were tethered to a rope and brought down the mountain by helicopter. They were hurt during their annual summer sojourn. Some were pregnant and couldn't make the trip, and that's where the chopper came in. Farmers expect 1,000 cows to complete the trip this weekend in what has become an annual cow parade there in Clausen Pass, Switzerland. For the record, the cows seemed undaunted by their helicopter ride. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Now that's something you don't see every day, Sonny, a flying cow. You know what they call the milk coming from that bovine? A milkshake.
Yeah.